Borrowed Feathers. Haka and Paka, the twin jackals, were eating some juicy berries. Suddenly, they saw Moor, the peacock, running down the path. The poor bird looked frightened. "What's wrong, Moor bhai?" Haka asked. "We are in great trouble, Haka. The humans are hunting us. They want our feathers. They want to make sense out of them," Moor sobbed. There was the sound of footsteps and voices. "Humans coming in this direction!" Moor took off. He flew up to a high branch and hid himself there. Haka and Paka dived into a bush. Some tough-looking men appeared. They held peacock feathers in their hands. They looked around for Moor. "That silly bird came this way," shouted one of the men. They searched everywhere, but Moor was well hidden. After a while, they gave up and left the forest. Haka and Paka came out of the bush. Moor came down from the tree. They began to think. "Let's ask Uluji for advice," Paka suggested. Uluji came out of his hole in the jaman tree. The three friends told him of the problem. Uluji sat perfectly still for about 10 minutes.
"Do you think he's falling asleep?"
whispered Haka to Paka.
"Shh," said Paka. "Uluji is a very wise owl."
Uluji opened his eyes, shook out his feathers, and looked down at the three friends. He hooted three times, blinked twice, and said, "I want Hoo-Hoo, the wolf. Bring him here." Uluji's plan was very clever indeed, but Hoo-Hoo refused to dress himself in peacock feathers. "The other wolves will make fun of me," he said. After a lot of convincing, Hoo-Hoo finally agreed. Four more wolves, his friends, also agreed to help. The next day, the sun shone. The same tough-looking men entered the forest to collect peacock feathers. They saw five large, healthy peacocks feeding on berries. "What luck!" Quietly, they crawled towards them. When they were close enough, they jumped on them. But oh my goodness, the peacocks turned around, snarling and growling. They attacked the men. The poachers ran for their lives. The story went around the villages. The peacocks in the forest had sharp teeth. They were as fierce as wolves. Hoo-Hoo and his friends laughed and laughed. And Moor? He looked as proud as a peacock. He strutted, he fanned out his feathers, he danced. The peacocks were safe.